Fred Film Radio. So this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 68th edition of Festival di Cannes, and today I'm with David Pablos, director of Las Elegidas, The Chosen Ones, screening here in the Certarega section. So welcome, thank you for being with me and with us on Fred.
Thank you very much.
So, David, the first question would be, could you give us a brief introduction of Las Elegidas?
So Las Elegidas is a story of Ulises, a 15-year-old boy, and Sofia, 14-year-old girl, who are boyfriend and girlfriend, and one day he tells her the truth that his family traffics women, and he's been trained, and she was going to be his first victim, but he doesn't want. So that is the beginning of the story.
So where does the idea come from? Because I heard that you initially was sort of inspired by Jorge Volpi's, but then you developed your own script and things. So where does everything come from?
Jorge Volpi had a screenplay he had written, and he showed it to me. I was interested in it, but I told him that I wanted to change many things. It was a bigger story. It had more characters. Ulises was a 50-year-old man, not a teenager. And so I told him I want to focus on the family business. And he said, yes, okay, I like it. But eventually, because he's a very busy man, I ended up writing by myself. So when I started to do that, I said, I need to know more about this situation. I need to investigate more. So I read on the news. There's a lot of information on the news. You know? It's not a subject that is that much talked about, but you can investigate a lot. And after that, I said, I need even something closer. And that's when I started meeting with girls that had gone through this, that had been victims of prostitution. And that was the most important part of the process, because it gave me a vital experience. I heard their stories face to face and in a way lived through them. And this made me aware of, emotionally, of many aspects that for me were essential to print into the film.
And I was discussing their characters with the actresses, and we were obviously noticing that what make both of them attracted to Ulises and his family is exactly, their need for love and their family situation, and their family, because they sort of create this a show, the way they have, they portray the perfect family to which they are so attracted. Was that something that you found while talking to these girls that went through that?
I think that a lot of common characteristics between these girls is that they mainly come from broken families, so there is this need for love, and these men know it perfectly well, and that's why they offer them. They present themselves as the perfect man, Prince Charming. A lot of that comes from this stereotypes that has been created, how women should look for love and how they behave, men and women. So they play with this idea, and they do it very well. They're very smart. They're very smart. And so in a way they choose them. They choose girls that are vulnerable and that they need this attention. Definitely.
The film made me think that the Ulises character made me think about something, and that's, do you think that if it's possible, to really become a different person from the family you've grown up in? That made me question this, because I'm always wondering about that. Is it really possible to change everything? Because he's trying in a way, but not really getting to it.
That's a great question. I mean, family makes you who you are. It's inevitable. They mark you. They define you. And I do think it's possible to break away from this, but it's very difficult. And most of the times, or a lot of people cannot do it. And it's interesting because family, I mean, in this specific case, is family, but then family becomes, maybe metaphor is not the exact word, but you can add this many layers. Family can be anything else, you know? So through family, you're speaking about a larger and more complex things. But that's for me one of the main... That's one of the things that moves me the most. And the ending of the film has a lot to do with it. The fact that the film ends with children in the background. Mm-hmm. Children who are the next generation. And for me, this shot is that. What is going to happen with this new generation? Will they be able to break from this or not? And Ulysses has more of a tragic end, but this last shot for me is this question, and it's very significant for me, this last shot.
Yeah, so you can imagine some different endings, at least if you are optimistic. I wasn't at a certain point, I have to say, because I was kind of hoping that Ulysses could act in a different way, but then, you know, he's finding his own happy ending, but keeping some other elements in his life, like his father, his brother, not giving up on really anything in the end. So, but I think that's the more realistic choice you could have made.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was not an easy decision to end the film there, but I felt it. You know, you feel the ending very powerful, and that was why I did it. It felt right. It had to end like that. And mostly, I knew, and I like this, audience takes the film with them. And yes, indeed, it's ambiguous. It's an ambiguous end. Could be there a hope after this? Maybe. You know? But then, for me, what is very powerful is it's the next generation. The children are there. What is going to happen?
Grazie, David. Thank you so much for being with us and for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you very much.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Festival di Cannes for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.